If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Rise and shine. It's 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Hello, Jean. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, I'm one of those women that uses tons of hairspray, and I have damaged our laminate door in the bathroom.
But how does your hair look?
And you've got the one and only Mr. Fix-It tuned in to your radio.
Give me some driftwood, and I'll whittle you a window.
That's right. Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's not the tool. It's the man behind it.
Right here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. Who's
the crow? Good morning. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We are broadcasting live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock this morning. It's an absolutely beautiful day. This is almost like the showcase studio in at Michigan Avenue, because there's windows all around and you see the cars driving by. We got to see if people are if you're driving by the yard and you can't come in, honk your horn. Right? Because we can see them, like beep, 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 and wave, because I can see you, in particular, if you're heading, which way am I going? North. And I can see the driver. So honk your horn, sir. Honk. No, they're listening to, probably listen to NPR, BBM. They're doing traffic in a couple minutes. Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you here. I think that this is our second broadcast. Is that correct? Here at By the Yard. We have a nice crowd here already. Everyone's very quiet. Remember, my wife gets nervous when she doesn't hear you. Right. So we want to be able to hear you. I think if we get a chance to do the third remote here, Lindsay, I do not want any folding chairs here ever again. I mean, you guys are in the furniture business. We should be sitting their butts in the furniture. Notice, the vast majority of people are sitting in the chairs that we rented. You can't buy those. Correct. Right. Sir, are you comfortable up front there? Absolutely. It's a radio. You need to speak. No one can see you nodding your head. He's very comfortable in the chair. I like that. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Lots to talk about this morning. Real quick, because it happened just a couple days ago, the death of Prince, which, as I looked at this audience, there were a lot of you that were dancing to that music in the 80s, including myself. And I was a bouncer at the Snuggery in Northbrook. Does anybody remember the Snuggery in Northbrook?
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember you, ma'am. I was the guy at the door in the parachute pants and the tuxedo shirt with the bow tie around my neck with the shirt open and the Converse high tops.
I would pay money to see that.
You know, I know that somewhere there's a picture that exists, but, it was a huge dance bar that was open. It was in Northbrook, and it was a 5 a.m. bar because it sat between Cook County and Lake County, so it was unincorporated. And literally, and this is before drinking, no one ever wanted to drink and drive, but people did it all the time. And that was back when the cops used to follow you home. I'll follow you home. And the sheriff used to sit outside and just watch. All right, we're getting that guy. We're getting that guy. They would make, I think at that point, Northbrook and Deerfield had more money, the police departments, giving people tickets. And so I would listen to Prince music every night at this place. And what was the other one? Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax, don't do it. Remember that song? Yeah. Right? All that just over and over and over again. And so, you know, music, when you hear these songs, you know how you have a song that places you at a time? So I was talking to my wife after this, and she said, oh, how terrible it is that Prince, you know, passed away. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I have such a vivid memory of the song 1999, which came out in 1982. Okay? So talk about a visionary. The guy's like, if I write a song about 1999, I'm going to make a boatload of money if we get that far. So her sister, her oldest sister, Anne, who went to Loyola University, was out until 4 in the morning with a bunch of girlfriends and forgot her key and couldn't get in the house in Edgewater. And so she goes, all of a sudden, I hear all this music blaring from the street, and the song 1999 is blaring on the car radio because there wasn't an iPod or probably a cassette player in that particular car. And, 82, it could have been an 8-track. right. So, and she goes, and her sister Anne and all her friends are dancing in the middle of Glen Lake Avenue at 4 in the morning to 1999. And her parents slept through the whole thing. Mary Beth comes down. What are you doing? I forgot my key. And they're dancing in the middle of the street to Prince. And in they go. So too bad. That's very, it's very sad that that happened. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is brought to you by the Lindemann Chimney Company, by ChevyDriveChicago.com, and by Ace Hardware. We have a lot to give away for you folks today. As you sit in this beautiful furniture, we have all kinds of gift certificates, including, someone didn't get the memo, Home Depot gift certificates. You're killing me. Right. 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 So I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fired for that one. So that'll be the only time I mention it on the air. Anyway, thank you for coming. We are here till 10 o'clock if you'd like. They have a great catalog, a really nice selection of furniture here. If you're at all thinking about upgrading your outdoor furniture, you got to come out and take a look at this. By the way, I was in New York just this past week, did a segment on, it was Earth Week, and we did a segment on a bunch of earth-friendly products, of which you're sitting in. And the fine folks at By the Yard were kind enough to send a chair to New York. So we featured it on the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda. And can I tell you, the people in New York were falling all over themselves when they saw this stuff. Oh, my gosh, this is great. And there's a guy on the crew who makes me look like tiny. And he sat in the chair. He's like, wow, this thing will hold me. I'm like, yes, it will. So it's really sturdy stuff. And it was quite impressed. So we were, I was grateful for By the Yard and their help with all that. So thank you very much. All right, should we get to some phone calls? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Peggy, who is in Sugar Grove. Peggy, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. We had a question about our shower stall. We're changing it out from being a surround, you know, to having tile. And we got a couple of different estimates. And two of the contractors mentioned about using Laticrete for the base, instead of the traditional mud, you know, setup or whatever. And we were wondering about your thoughts on that. Is that a viable alternative? Is it cutting corners? Is it better in any way?
Laticrete is a brand name of a mortar and a grout.
They talk about it being like a kit or something that you kind of slide in for the base.
So they were talking about using a preformed base?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. We talked about this, what was it called? The shower base, remember? Ready Tile?
Ready? Tile Ready.
Tile Ready. So there is a company that
with
makes...
With an I.
With an I. Tile Ready with an I. And they make this heavy-duty polymer... what are you laughing at?
I wasn't laughing.
Oh, they were laughing. Good, thank you. Remember, my wife likes to hear that you're here, so talk amongst yourselves. I haven't gotten any text messages. She may still be asleep. this tile-ready base, Peggy, is a synthetic polymer. I don't want to call it plastic because that's not what it is. It has fibers in it, and you can buy it in half-inch increments. And I have to tell you, if it was available, we have a tile shower base at our home in Chicago, which is fine. It's all great. It's a traditional base that was set in mud, and then the plumber put a lead pan over the top, which is very labor-intensive to make sure that it doesn't leak. And it's now, oh my gosh, how long have we lived in that house? How old is Max? 15 years. Zero problems with it whatsoever. But had this tile-ready base been ready, I would have put it in without hesitation.
And is that different than the Laticrete?
I think that I don't know that Laticrete makes one. I think that they were talking about, oh, we'll use that. We'll set it with Laticrete. I'd have to double check. Laticrete may make a base that I'm unaware of, but this tile ready one, say, hey, I'm fine with you guys using a synthetic base. I want to use this tile ready with an I base because it comes in half inch increments. And so you can fit it into anything. That base gets set, the drain gets attached to this base. It still has to be set in mud, but now you have this rigid, waterproof base that then your tile goes on top of, and I think you'll have zero problems whatsoever with that. So talk to them about doing that, and I think you'll be absolutely fine. No question whatsoever. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:21 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, we are live at By the Yard in Vernon Hills. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hey, this is Steve Bertrand. Now back to my friend Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. Wait, I broke that one. Lou Manfredini. Hey, this is Steve Bertrand. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
Yes, today we're broadcasting live from the By the Yard showroom in Vernon Hills. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at bytheyard.net. You know, some other thing that I need to tell you all about is that I've what do you call somebody that, I'm worried that I'm beginning a reputation as a snake oil salesman because I talked about the turmeric that I give to Enzo and to myself and my wife.
You would not believe the amount of emails that you got on that this week.
He was like, what's going on with the turmeric? Does anybody take turmeric at all? Which, by the way, Jake Arrieta and his no-hitter puts turmeric in his shakes every day. And look at him. You have Dunkin' Donuts. Put the turmeric in there if you'd like. I was telling some friends at dinner last night about it. They were dying laughing. So anyway, Enzo has terrible arthritis. Yeah, he's 9 years old, okay? And they told me to give him all these drugs for painkiller. And I'm like, and he's bouncing off the walls. You look like me after a Saturday night. No. So then I do some research and I find out about this turmeric, which is a spice, right, that they use like crazy in India. It's part of curry, right, the whole nine yards. And it's an anti-inflammatory, all-natural, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, I'm going to get this for Enzo. And what does it taste like, Lindsay?
Beef and cheese.
Beef and cheese. So I'm like, what's not to love? I almost took a bite, but I didn't. They look like little bear aspirin, yellow. So I give him three of these things, and all the stuff I read online says, oh, my gosh, my dog's like a new dog. I had to lift this dog's rear end off of the carpeting when he had to get up. That's how bad his hips were. Okay? He's running around like a puppy now. No heavy drugs. So now I'm thinking, wait a minute. You know? Right. You know what? I've been called a dog, and I could do this. And I go, I wonder if they make this for people. I find these capsules that are about the size of a Buick. And and I get a bottle of it, and my wife and I started taking it. I've talked about the back problems that I've had. I'm not completely 100%, but I'm a heck of a lot better. So we posted the two pictures of the one picture on Facebook that I posted. The one with the picture of the dog on it is for the dog. That's not the one that I take. Just so we're clear. Although it would probably work. And if you like beef and cheese, what's not to love, right? So anyway, that's my little turmeric 2 cents right there. 7:28 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Sandy is in Chicago. Sandy, you are on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lou. Hope your morning's good.
It's great.
Good. Lou, I have some, I want some ideas how I can paint my room, what kind of paint.
What room are we painting?
My bedroom.
Okay. And what color is it now?
It's like a greenish.
Okay. And are you looking to warm it up? Are you looking to what is your goal? Are you changing out any of the furniture or anything like that? Easy, you
no.
two. I got a couple ladies up in the front row here who I think put something in their coffee. Okay, so you're not going to change any of the decor?
No.
Do you have anything in the room that has color that you like? In other words, is your bedspread have a certain color that's like, oh, I love that this has a little teal in it or something?
Well, my aunt's oriental carpeting is blue.
All blue?
All blue with a center with flowers on it.
Okay. So how about this? The flowers, you know, that you have? What if you took one of those colors in the flowers that's not the main color of the rug, the blue, okay? And you took one of those colors to accent and pick that up and use that on the wall.
I very well could.
Yeah. And so, as long as it's not, you know, bright orange. If you like bright orange, that's fine. But my point is, a lot of times when it comes to decor, you know, first of all, colors are totally personal, right, of what you want to pick. Some people like bright colors. Some people like earth tones. I think that adding any kind of color into a home is one of the best things you can do. I give this statistic all the time that, you know, 50% of the paint that is sold in the United States is white.
What's the good paint, Lou?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's a whole myriad of good paints. Benjamin Moore is a fine product. It's not inexpensive, but it's very good. Sherwin-Williams makes a great line of paint all across the board. Valspar is a great name. They make all the paints that you can find at your local Ace, and they make a product called Clark & Kensington, which is a paint and primer in one. And so remember that. Remember that putting the paint on the wall is only a small portion of what's going to happen. You need to be able to do the prep work and make sure that the room is ready to go. Washing the walls, sanding the walls, and then you can go ahead and put that paint on there. Good luck, and I hope you pick the right color. It's 7:31 in the morning. Veronica, we're going to take a quick break and be back to you right after this.
We're talking tools and jive here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're broadcasting live from By the Yard's Outdoor Furniture Showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 7:40 in the morning. You know, I love you people. You know I love you people, right? And all I want to do is do things for you. But I was thinking about the fact that By the Yard here, a lot of you sitting in the furniture, not the ones sitting in the rented furniture, but it's all made from plastic milk jugs, right? How many milk jugs for this chair? Make up a number. Yeah, this one right here. 390 milk jugs. So I brought a jug of milk that's full, and we need to empty it, so we're going to give it to them to make just a portion of the chair. So I brought milk up here for you guys. It's 2%, but we have to finish the milk before we leave. So if you can come up and get some milk, it's right there. I'm serious.
You don't like
milk, sir? Really? Is anybody lactose intolerant? You are, yeah. I don't know why anybody's not standing up. I have milk here. We have a jug we have to empty. Thank you very much. Cheers. Here's to your health. Right. We have Passover coming up, right? L'chaim. There you go. See? Here you go, sir. 2% for you. Here you go. Why not? Yeah. Come on.
You are so weird.
Why? Why is this weird? I'm trying to help the environment and helping you build strong bones.
It's never too early to have a shot of milk either, Lindsay.
Of course. What's wrong with a good glass of milk in the morning, right? It's cold. Delicious. We're about halfway there. We can put this in your coffee, too.
It will go really well with the donuts.
It would go deliciously well with the donuts. And so maybe, hey, do you guys have the By the Yard thing? Do you have, like, a collection point for people to bring their milk jugs? Do you have, like, how do you get your milk jugs for this stuff? Do people just bring it to your factory, or what do you do?
Not show up at our place.
Don't. Oh. The owner is saying, do not bring empty milk jugs here. Okay. So maybe it's just a little radio bit. I'm going to give you this jug, and then here's the thing. I think that there's an opportunity. The By the Yard people have been so nice and supportive, you know, of WGN Radio, myself as well. What we could do is they could take this jug and put it in a chair and then say, milk jug, a portion of this milk jug, this chair provided by Lou Manfredini. And we could sign it, and it could be like a thing.
Absolutely,
yeah. She's looking at me. She just gave me the number one sign. I don't know what that is. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines and talk to Gary, who is in Oak Park. Gary, you are on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm trying to figure out what type of wood flooring to put on my condo, and it's concrete flooring. I'm on the fifth floor, and they require that I put on the cork underlayment.
Okay.
We heard you talking about bamboo, and you really like it.
I do.
Let
me ask you this. Who lives in that house with you, Gary?
My wife.
You like her?
And daughter.
And your daughter. You like them both? You didn't answer me. Sometimes, yes. Yeah. That's not the answer you want to put out on the radio, Gare. That's what you say to your friend when you're bowling, not on the radio. Okay. Do you have any animals?
No.
Okay. Have you ever thought about cork floor?
No.
All right. Well, the only reason I say this is This is a finish and a flooring that a lot of people don't think of, and it's absolutely beautiful. And since you're, I'm not trying to talk you out of bamboo because I think that's great as well, but a lot of the condo associations have, you know, these requirements, obviously, for sound attenuation by putting a cork floor to deaden the sound. And so you're going through that. You put the bamboo on. It'll look great. You'll absolutely love it. But one thing you could do is a cork floor is a repairable floor, and there are engineered cork floors that are very durable. It's not the kind of thing you're going to snag when you put a chair across it or anything like that. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's a little, what I will tell you is a cork floor can be a handsome looking floor. You know what I mean? So it's not a, it's a little, it's like, what's his name? Ricardo Montalban.
Okay.
Remember him? Rich Corinthian leather, right? Like that. Remember?
Sure.
What was the name? What was the name of that car? What was the Chrysler car that? Cordoba. Remember the Cordoba? It's
like
putting a Chrysler Cordoba on your floor.
Okay. Now, is there a special?
Are you still there, Gary?
Manufacturer,
Gary,
that you like?
Can I get you a glass of milk?
I got one. Thanks.
All right. All right. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, is there a special better cork floor than another cork floor?
There are. There's different manufacturers of them, and where you're going to go find them is at really good flooring stores. The thing here's the thing that I want you to do. Where are you at? You're in Oak Park. Okay.
Right.
I don't want you going to the big boxes to look at flooring because they have a very limited selection. And so you want to go to a true flooring store that specializes in this stuff. Now, on the bamboo side, I do need to get you – we need to do a segment on cork flooring because I need to find really good manufacturers that I can name. I can't name one for you right now. But
for cork flooring?
Yeah, I can't just because I don't have the name. I don't have the name. I know the product, but I can't remember the name of it. And the bamboo side – some of the best bamboo out there is put out by a company called Terragrin, which is out of Seattle. And Terragrin makes what they call, they manufacture what's called old growth bamboo, which is bamboo that's grown at least 5 years, which is kind of funny.
Right.
Because you can, you know, you can harvest bamboo in 30 days, but the density is not there. So if you're going to go with bamboo, I would look at that Terragrin line. You got to find a distributor.
Right.
And I will tell you this, whatever flooring company sells the Terragrin bamboo, they will be selling a good line of cork because that is that is, you know, a higher end product, so they're looking for you know, there's more, it's a better value proposition, and so they'll have better products for you there. So go to their website, Terragrin .com, I believe it is. I'll get you the spelling in just a second, and then find a dealer. And then from there, you can find someone there. And then you can even look at cork floors. The spelling of it is TERAGRIN.com. Great. Appreciate the phone call. It's 7:48 in the morning. We're live at the By the Yard showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. We'll be back right after these. Hi. Oh, hi. That's me. Hi. We're back here at the By the Yard showroom. It's time now for our new Tulu 2, which is, what was it? What is it? What's that? Oh, yeah. This is good. Oh, thank you for my light. This is for all you people that don't want to fall on your keister. Take a listen.
Slip sliding away.
Wood stairs. If you have them, they're beautiful to look at, not so fun to fall down. When we moved into our new house, we got all the floors sanded and stained, and I love our stairs. With the dark wood and the white contrasted rails, it really makes the entryway. But we have two kids, a dog, and a klutz, me. It's not fun to fall down the stairs, and it can be dangerous. So when we were on the market for something to prevent us from slipping, in our old place, we used these little carpet treads we put down on each step, but with the dog hair and the foot traffic, they got really dirty over time. Our babysitter, of all people, recommended this week's new Tulu 2, no slip strips.
No way.
What?
I didn't know it came from your babysitter.
Yes.
Wow.
She suggested it, and I took a look. And what it is, it's durable non-slip traction tape that you apply to your stairs with this fancy little roller that they send you that makes it really stick. You can use it on wood stair treads, carpeted stairs, which is really cool, bamboo, tile, marble, vinyl, laminate, brick, concrete, indoor or outdoor.
What kind of carpeting do you have that you're slipping?
I thought that too, but I mean, it seems very popular.
What? You can slip on carpeting?
You're a klutz, too.
Oh, all right.
Welcome to my life.
Well, evidently, here's the lady that's the, yeah. Have some more milk.
What's cool is unless you look closely, you really can't even tell they're there. So you can get to keep the look of those beautiful wood stairs.
Yeah, no, I like that.
When you want to remove it, you just peel it back with a little elbow grease, and the company claims there is no damage to the flooring. I have not tried to peel it back yet, so I don't know. But lasts about 5 years, and they do offer free samples. So if anybody's interested, you can contact them at noslipstrip.com, and they'll send you a test kit.
How do you is that it?
I'm going to post all this information on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com, also on his Facebook page.
Oh, yeah?
Also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Does it come in a roll?
No. So you can order it in a roll, and then you can cut it yourself if you prefer.
Right.
Or you can actually order the size that you want.
And they're all this kind of clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like a little, you know what it looks like? It looks like somebody threw a baseball at your windshield of your car. You know how it goes into little pieces? Okay, so it kind of has that look, but it's clear. And it's a heavy-duty rubber. I would say that it's probably, it's probably like a 4 mil thickness.
Yep.
And the adhesive on the back is sticky, but you can tell that it's removable. Like, it's not super aggressive, but the idea with the roller, right, so with the roller, wow, they give you this roller?
Yeah.
This roller costs more than the sticker. This is a really expensive roller.
Really? Oh.
They gotta lessen the roller and bring, how much is it?
Well, it varies depending on how many you get.
Right.
It's really not that.
Right, but the roller's $15 by itself. What are you going to do with this roller when you're
done? I don't think that you have to get the roller. I think that if you want, but they recommend it.
Well, I like the roller, but the point is they don't need to make the roller this heavy duty. I could, if someone was robbing me and I hit them over the head with this, they'd knock them out. Okay? So they need to tell them they don't need to put this much money in the roller. Because people are going to do this once. It's not like they're doing it for a living. This is like a professional roller. You never thought I would focus on the roller.
Well.
Right?
No.
I love the roller.
You do a lot of things I don't expect.
So the whole idea with the roller is with the adhesive and you roll it out, it takes all the air out. So you get nice, you get nice adhesion. But then you'll be able to take this. Actually, I would put this on my wood stairs.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's really good
it's
stuff.
Smart.
It's got great reviews online.
Yeah. And it's just this clear kind of, I like that. I think you probably get a little dirt in there, but with a...
Well, because I asked the same question, because we have a puddle
you didn't ask
who
the question
sheds
about,
like
you,
crazy.
You didn't ask the question about why is the roller so heavy duty?
No, I did not.
I didn't
care
about
the roller.
All right.
we have a dog that sheds, so I was worried that the hair would kind of get stuck under the sticker part of it. But they do offer a sealer if it's heavy foot traffic or if it's... if you have a dog that sheds.
No, it doesn't bother me because I think
that... So you put a little light glue around the outside of the... But you don't have to do it. But
I see. Because on the edge, I can feel that.
Exactly.
There's a little adhesive there. But the thing is, with a stiff, dry brush, you would clean it up in a second.
Yeah.
No water. Just because nothing's going to get inside of this. I like that.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. That's great. I love
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra, the babysitter, and just tell what's the name of the company?
No Slip Strip.
Yeah, I'm telling you, whatever they're charging you for the strip, I mean, this is the strip that I'm holding in my hand, this little piece, this is 3 cents of plastic. This, yes, sir? Right, you're buying the roller. They're in the roller business, and they're giving you this non-slip sticker. That's what they are. Guys like, this guy in his garage invented this roller. Grandpa, what are you going to do with that? I don't know. And then he goes, I know, I'll invent these non-slip strips. And when you buy the roller, you get the strips for free. That's what's going on here. This is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I want to see who's rolling. There's no name on it.
That's this week's New Tulutu.
All right, you can find all. I like it. I like it. Thank you. That's very nice. Here, you pass these samples around, and you can see what I'm talking about for you people here. That's very nice. Oh, boy, we're going to take a quick break and be back right after this. Veronica?
Yes?
I still need to read one more commercial, but I'm cracking myself up. How long have you been in the radio business?
I'm 25 years, I think, this year.
So you started when you were 10?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Child prodigy.
And so, you know, right. And so you've seen a lot, right? You've seen a lot of different things. And I'm very proud of myself because a few broadcasts ago, I think I made radio history by giving away chicken manure on the air.
I know. I was jealous. I didn't get any.
I know. Well, I can make that happen. But today I'm watching Marlene walk around the audience pouring people glasses of milk. And I'm pretty sure I'm probably, you know, although I suppose Orion probably at some of these farm shows, they've had milk available, but never as part of a radio bit. What do you think?
Giving away milk? Would you keep it cold, though?
Oh, my gosh. It is ice cold. Are you a milk drinker?
I like milk. We grew up in my house. You had a choice at dinner, milk or milk.
Right. That's how it is in our family. But we are skim milk drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 2%.
I like 2%.
It's like a milkshake.
Yeah, I like
2%. It's like a milkshake. Unbelievable. This is live from the By the Yard showroom in Vernon Hills. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at bytheyard.net. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by wetandforget.com, by Fox Home Center as well. That music you hear in the background, come on, bring it back up, little Sammy Davis Jr. I have my virtual candy jar up at wgnradio.com/events. We are 79% there of our goal of $5,000 to get Ms. Recorded Candidates started off, which is next weekend, so you'll see lots of volunteers. I could see some volunteers right here that might be out there collecting money for Candy Days. I will talk a little bit later on, but on next Friday, we're leaving to go to Ann Arbor because our son's graduated from college. But beforehand, we'll be collecting money in the morning for Candy Days before we leave. But anyway, Townstone Financial was gracious enough to match the donation by $5,000. So that $5,000 goal that we're doing, they're going to kick in another $5,000 as well. So if you would like to participate and help double your donation, whatever you can give, it's super easy. Just go to wgnradio.com/events. You'll see my virtual candy jar there. We've added more Jelly Bellies to it because now we're 79% of the way there. And so grateful to all the people, yes, absolutely, who have donated to that. People like Katie and Greg and Deb and the Jaskoviaks, the McIntyres, Kevin and Sue, Nora and Matt, Paul and Amy, and so many more people that just put the word anonymous. But we're just so grateful, and thank you so much for the support. Again, it's Lou's Virtual Candy Jar at at WGNradio.com/events, and you'll find it right there. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. Mike is in Chicago. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning. How can we help you, sir?
Good morning, Lou. I'm plagued by creeping Charlie in my lawn.
Oh, and it's the worst. It's the worst.
What do you recommend?
Moving. They have zero creeping Charlie in Arizona. Everybody's just got rocks in their yard. That's all they have is gravel.
Well, it's even making its way through my Zoysia lawn in the front, which is a real tough lawn.
Yeah, that's a tough lawn. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. It's a twofold thing here. I was just talking to a gentleman. I was at one of our hardware stores talking to a young gentleman about his lawn and the problems he had with it. Miracle-Gro makes a weed killer called Weed Be Gone, which is a concentrate, and it will help to limit. That's all I'm going to tell you. Creeping Charlie. Now let me ask you this: what have you done to your lawn so far?
I usually use the Scott's three-step.
Okay. And have you done any? Have you? When's the last time you used a lawn rake on that lawn?
I have not.
Okay. So are you up for that?
Sure.
All right. Rent a lawn rake.
and go over that lawn and get all the thatch up off that lawn, and it will also pull up some of that creeping Charlie instead of you on your hands and knees pulling this stuff up. Because what I want you to do is I want you to pull some of it up. Now, when you get done using this lawn rake on your lawn's going to look like crap. It's just not, you're going to be like, what did he have me do here? Okay? Then, with the right mix, I want you to mix the Weed Be Gone on a pump sprayer, or they even have one that hooks to a hose, but the pump sprayer one works well, and spray the entire lawn. Okay?
Okay.
And that's going to help to eliminate a lot of the weeds that are in the lawn, but you're not going to see results for like a couple weeks. Then, I want you to hold off on the Scotts. And I want you to go get two products that you heard me talk about, the Magic Cal and the Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil, Hate the Name, Love the Product. And you're going to put that on your lawn. If you have weeds, you have an acidic soil. And we need to change the soil composition there to naturally keep the weeds from growing. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to spread this out on your lawn. Then, at the same time, you can take, they make a terrific seed. I get no compensation from Jonathan Green. It's just really good stuff. They make a great seed called Black Beauty. And it's an engineered seed that can grow roots 4 feet deep. Okay?
Is that good for shady?
Yeah, well, you've got to get the right blend. Actually, they have a blend called Dense Shade. Anybody listening that has an area of their yard where they can never grow grass because it's too shady, this Dense Shade will grow grass. If it doesn't, move.
Great.
All right. Now, remember when you put that seed down, put a little topsoil and or peat moss over the top. It helps to keep the seed moist, and it also helps to keep the birds from eating it. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. Because I wanna send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt sponsored by Fox Home Center in Alsip, as well as made by our friends at Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. So we'll send that out to you. 8:18 in the morning, very nice. Absolutely, 8:18 in the morning. Broadcasting live from the By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. We'll be right back.
Beautiful weekend ahead. Time to get to work on that spring cleaning. And if you have any questions, now is the time to call Lou. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
Chicago's very own 720 WGN is what she meant
that's
to say.
It,
today's
it.
Broadcast is live from By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at bytheyard.net. Thank you very much. Okay, you guys did a good job. You finished the milk, the gallon of milk. And evidently, my little idea is you're not supposed to bring them empty milk jugs here. They do not want your empty milk jugs. So they have a whole system. I'm not quite sure what they do. But I have officially signed the milk jug here, and I said, what chair will this go in, Lou Manfredini? So can we somehow send this milk jug to Minnesota and put it in a chair, please? No one's even paying attention to me. Thank you for humoring me, everyone. Do we have a question in the audience here? We have a nice crowd here. Here we go with the microphone. There she goes. My lovely assistant, Carol Merrill, will be out there in just a second. You can take what's behind curtain number one or what's in the box, sir. What would you like?
How do I get rid of moss in my yard? Almost as bad as Creeping Charlie.
So that moss in the yard is coming from low points, I would imagine, right? Does it all, those areas of the yard also hold water?
Shady.
Okay. So we need to add a little soil to those areas. So some new topsoil to do a little grading to bring that up. So there's drainage. Then that same idea that I talked about changing the pH in the soil, if you were to use a product like the Magic Cal, it would help immensely. But the idea is that we need to raise the soil, get more better drainage, because the moss loves the damp soil, and add some new seed, the right mix, like in a dense shaded area like that. If you can cut the trees back a little bit, a couple branches, a little trimming, even just a little spark of sunlight can make a huge difference.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Anybody else back there while we're back there? We got the mic going around. What's your name, sir, and where are you from, by the way, just so we can...
Adam from Vernon Hills.
Very nice. You came a long way. You're not going to win the, you came okay. The furthest.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kathy, and I'm from Grays Lake.
Hello, Kathy from Grays Lake.
I have an outside faucet that's leaking. How difficult would it be for me to fix that?
Does it leak? So it's off.
Correct.
And it's leaking.
Yes.
Okay. Not difficult at all.
Okay.
So is there a way for you to turn the water off inside?
Yes.
That you know of?
Yes.
Okay. And when you do that, it doesn't leak?
Correct. But nothing else works either.
Then just do that. No. But does it have its own valve, or you got to cut the water off in the whole house?
The whole house.
Okay. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to turn the water off in the whole house.
Okay.
Then you're going to go outside, and you're going to take a screwdriver, and you're going to take the handle off of the faucet. Right in the center where the handle is that you turn, there's a screw.
Okay.
You're going to hold the handle, and you're going to take the screwdriver, and you're going to turn it and loosen the screw. Which way are you going to turn it?
Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Very good. I love when they do well on the test.
Gotcha, didn't I?
You know, I was hoping, I was really rooting for you.
Okay.
Then what's going to be left is a little stem, the part that held the handle on.
Okay.
It's going to look like a little gear. Beyond the gear, like a wedding ring that's around it, is a nut. You with me?
Okay.
You're going to take a adjustable wrench, and you're going to go around that nut, and you're going to loosen that nut. Which way are you going to go?
Righty tight, lefty loosey.
Very good. It's going to be hard. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, this is so tight. What am I doing here? So you may have to take that handle, that wrench, when you're holding it with one hand, and take your other hand and kind of pop it to get it to what's called crack. You got to crack the nut. Then you're going to loosen that nut, and then you're going to grab that whole stem, and this long rod's going to come out. And on the end of that rod is going to be an O-ring that's worn out. You're going to take that whole thing to the hardware store, not Home Depot, and you're going to go, and you're going to say, I need to replace the O-rings on this stem. And there's going to be one at the top and one at the bottom. And the nice person at the hardware store is going to do that for you.
Great.
And then you're going to slide that shaft back in, and you're going to tighten that nut. Which way?
To the right.
Okay. And then you're going to put the handle back on and put the screw on, and which way are you going to go?
To the right.
Right. And then it's not going to leak.
Okay. Don't I have to do plumbing inside the house then?
Nope.
You just pull that rod out?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll see.
And then, don't forget to turn the water back on.
Oh,
yeah.
Turn the water back on.
Because when you do all that and don't turn the water back on, it's still not leaking.
True. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, 8:27 in the morning. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these. Don't go away.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's
now
better than yours.
I'm the Mr. Fix-It Show. Milk jug talk here. Got it?
I like it.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you very much. 8:37 in the morning. We are live here at... broadcasting live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. Joining me up on stage is Deb Anderson with By the Yard. How are you?
I am fine. How are you today?
Good. Thank you very much for having us here. Tell us what your association is with By the Yard.
Well, it's a little bit of everything, but actually I own it.
There you go. So, right. So say nice things. They were very nice and hosting us, and that's wonderful. Okay. You guys, and I honestly think that I've been to you. Okay, you've been in business for how long?
23 years.
In Minnesota?
In Minnesota.
Where in Minnesota?
It's Jordan, Minnesota, just southwest of Minneapolis.
Southwest of Minneapolis. And do you have a showroom there?
We do. We have a showroom. It's attached to the factory. We actually make all the furniture in Minnesota.
Okay. So then it's not, and you don't sell through other stores, do you?
Well, we do. We have dealers all over the country, but this is the first prototype By the Yard store. This is the first one that's got our name on it.
Because I seem to remember years ago, I mean, this is 10 years ago, I was doing something in Minnesota, and I think it was the first time I had ever seen recycled furniture, and I was doing something for Marvin Windows, which is another Minnesota-based company.
Yes, it is.
And there was a Marvin dealer, and then there was this outdoor furniture showroom type of place that had all kinds of, not just furniture, but they had, you know, you could buy, like, they had cupolas and things like that. And I think it was your stuff.
It probably was. There's a company in the Minneapolis area, Bachman's. It's another family-owned business. They've got half a dozen stores, and they sell a lot of garden items and things like that.
And sell your stuff.
And they do sell our furniture,
okay.
Yes.
So you have a factory in Minnesota, and you have some guy driving around going to pick up milk jugs? How do you get the milk jugs?
Please do not come to our factory with a truckload of milk jugs.
I thought I had
please.
Such a great idea that I was going to look at all the people. Look at how healthy they look after all the milk they're drinking. You could do a whole thing with the dairy farmers and do a whole thing.
Absolutely. This is a great looking crew, and I have to thank you for coming out today. You all look fabulous, with or without your milk. We get it from recycling centers. You guys are going to take it to recycling centers. Then it gets processed, and we buy it from that. So what I start out with are little beads, not the milk jugs. And we say milk jugs, but there's other things in it too, usually ice cream pails or things like that. It has to be undyed, so I can't use your Tide or shampoo bottles. You know, you don't want to end up with a little bit of orange tinge to it. So something not dyed. Mostly
could
milk
you,
jugs.
But could you? In other words, if you went to... If you did Tide bottles, would it all? You can't take that color out. Right?
You can't take the color out. No, it ends up black. Occasionally, we'll get something that's got contaminated with another color.
So
that'll
go
black.
So then you buy these beads. So in other words, the waste companies in Minnesota, is most of your stuff come from Minnesota?
It actually comes from all over the country. We can buy a train car from Nebraska or California.
Really?
It's everywhere. Yes.
So you know what's interesting about this, and maybe you're the cause of this now. So there is a market now for stealing plastic.
There is. Yes. Used to be copper. Now it's plastic.
It's plastic. So at Ace, listen to this. I never even knew this. At Ace, our Ace Hardware, we get a lot of these deliveries that come off of our trucks on these products, this thing called an Omnipack. You familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
It's a plastic. It's a black plastic rigid pan on the bottom that a forklift can go under, and then there's these collapsible plastic sides that go on the top. So when they're filling an order for a retail store and it's like loose individual stuff, like we need a box of paper towels and a box of this, they'll use these what are called Omnipacks. I forget what it's called. And so anyway, we used to, when you're done, you get a bunch of these things, and they belong to the corporation. We'd stack them outside, and then when the truck would come once a week, we'd throw it back on the truck, and they'd take it back to the warehouse and reuse it.
It's an indestructible pallet, and that's why people are borrowing them or stealing.
So then all of a sudden we go out there, and they're completely gone. Because they're stealing them and sending them to some recycling center. Not you, of course.
Not us, of course.
No. Because you're not that, you're beyond that step.
Exactly.
Right, you're
yes.
buying the train car full.
Exactly.
And they're stealing it and they're getting money for it. For plastic. Who would have thought?
Good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, not a good idea to steal it, but the plastic pallet is a fabulous idea.
Okay, so now you get this train car full of these. They're like little beads, right?
They are,
like
yes.
little BBs.
Exactly. Yep, smaller than a pea. And then we melt it. So you take it all the way back to a liquid state. You add your color concentrate. It's a secret recipe that I really can't tell you, kind of like the guy with the beans. But yeah, and the recipe took us 5 years probably to tweak. But it is unique to the industry. So I'm going to give you a 35-year warranty that it won't crack or break or fade.
So
because of the recipe.
Okay, so there's more in the sauce than just the beads, right? Because you have to bond that all together because... The thing that's interesting about this furniture is, first of all, it's heavy, which is a good thing.
Not going to blow around.
Right, it's not going to blow around, and it's super sturdy.
Exactly, 35 years, it won't break.
Right, and so you're going to put this all together, and then literally when you melt it, do you squirt it out like spaghetti?
Yes, I relate everything to food for obvious reasons when you look at me, but if you guys have made Spritz cookies... Very similar to that. It's called extrusion. So instead of on the end that it's the shape of, a star or a bell or something, it's going to be the shape of a 2x4 or 1x6. So, yes, liquid goes in the tube. You need to give it some sort of structure, and it's actually a little bit of a foaming agent. And that's really where we're unique. We use a different type of foaming agent and the amount. Foam is nothing but air. So you want a lot of plastic in there. That's giving it the structure and the heaviness. And we... Again, with our recipe, put an awful lot of plastic in there with a little bit of foam.
And so when that thing comes out of this machine, I assume that it comes out and then it goes on rollers.
Exactly.
You could probably make a shape of a 2x4 30 feet long if you wanted to.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we've made them hundreds of feet long. But it's a little bit like pasta. They're real loosey-goosey. Shortage better.
So when it comes out, it's probably warm, right?
Very warm.
And then you got to let it cool.
72 hours. Once it cools and it hardens, it is what it is. It's never going to change. So you're outside. And the outside is going to cool a little faster than the inside. That's what gives it the texture, the little bit of a crimping to it.
One of the things that impressed me when I first did this is that the extrusion and everything that you do, okay, that's, I get it. I get the science behind that. But the fitting.
I don't.
Well, no, but I mean, but what I was impressed by the first time I saw it is the fit and finish of whomever is finally doing the final prep on all this. Like, everything is smooth to the touch. It's factory edges that are smooth, and, you know, it's not, it doesn't look like, you know, some guy with a router and a glass of milk did it.
Yeah, and that's really why the secret recipe, the foam. You know, those little air pockets are going to pop and break when you cut, so you really don't want very much of it in there.
Right.
And it's our tooling. You know, we spent probably as long fussing with the tooling as we did with the recipe for the extrusion.
Right.
So you do want something that's going to be smooth to the touch.
Right.
And not like your decking with the wood fibers in it. This had to be only plastic.
Right, so there's no wood fibers in it. So unlike the decking, there's no rot or excessive expansion and contraction that causes a problem.
Yeah, the expansion and contraction with the plastic, you know, unfortunately. Right, and you really have to compromise the design. You know, that's where you take care of it. If you're going to minimize the expanding and contracting, it can't do everything because it's not structural. So you won't see us doing the long rectangular tables. We have an oval and things that we can contain the size of the board.
Right, right. And it's all made in America. I love that.
Minnesota.
I love that.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's... You know, it's funny. There was a report recently that I listened to on the radio, I think, that they surveyed a bunch of people about cost. And, you know, they said 3 out of 4 people would rather pay less than buy American. Okay? And I get we're a global economy. But do you see the problem in what you just said? Well, I want to pay less, and I don't care if it comes from overseas. But then we all want to work, and we all want to make more money, and we all want to provide for our families. And supporting American manufacturing and companies that employ people here and keep the money here and that workforce is here is good for all of us. And you can sit on that. Get on that? See that?
Yeah, very good.
And she won't let me run for political office.
Right?
I could, my you know what my theme could be? A by the yard chair in every pot.
I love it. I love it.
Right? All right. That's great. Well, you're a wonderful host and hostess, and we love coming here. The showroom's great. And
we love having you.
And I know that we're gonna take a break, but we're also, someone here is going to win a by the yard, either a chair, a rocker, or an Adirondack chair, which is awesome.
We'll let you pick. Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to pick
that there.
Make sure
you sign up over at the desk.
Right. So our thanks to Deb Anderson, the owner here of By the Yard. Thank you so much for joining us and having us here. We're really, really enjoying it. ByTheYard.net is the website. 8:47 in the morning. We'll be right back. Deb Anderson just read the winning person that won the chair here, Susan Sherwood. She says, love Lou and By the Yard. And this is the lady, the first woman I met when I walked in, right when I walked in. Right when I saw her, she started taking her clothes off. You were there? Okay? I mean, she didn't get completely her clothes off. Congratulations. She won the By the Yard chair. That's awesome. Hey, if you think all your outdoor furniture is the same, there are 3 words for you. By the Yard. By now, you've heard that By the Yard maintenance-free furniture is made right here in the upper Midwest from recycled plastic milk jugs. It comes with a 35-year warranty, and it's all maintenance-free. They come with the best warranties in the business for a reason. Buy it once, and you'll never have to replace it. Adirondacks, tables and chair sets, benches, planters, arbors, chaise lounges, rockers, none of which you'll have to store in your garage for the winter. Just hose it down in the spring, and you're ready to go. You want to spend your summer entertaining and lounging and relaxing, not painting and staining and storing. Call 847-793-0303. Visit buytheyard.net or head to Vernon Hills, where we are right now, and see the showroom in person. That's 847-793-0303. Enjoy spring, summer, and fall in your new outdoor sanctuary from By the Yard.
Dr. Manfredini's office.
My disposal. Is there a reason that it grows?
Please hold. Dr. Manfredini's.
Got a Brazilian cherry hardwood floor that I've got three dogs and they've tried to scratch through the clear coat finish.
One moment, please. Dr. Manfredini's office.
I've got a question about my basement floor.
He'll be right with you. The doctor is in. I mean, he's kind of like a doctor for your house. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:52 in the morning. We are, today's broadcast is live from By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at buytheyard.net. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let me get a quick phone call in and see if we can help some folks out here. Let's go to Helena, who's in Edgebrook. Helena, thank you so much for hanging on. And also, do me a favor, hang on a little bit longer because we're going to send you out a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for $25. There's 45 Lou Malnati's locations. If you want more information, go to lou2go.com. 40 locations. There's even more. How can I help you, Helena?
Well, first of all, I am so excited because my friend is Sue Sherwood, and she's one of your biggest fans, and she just won something for me.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to come back with the song from Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair.
Well, let me tell you, she drives out to Edgebrook to shop at your store. She's such a big fan of yours.
Oh, you're so nice.
Hi, Helena.
You want to come up here and I'll just step away and you two can talk?
Yes, sure. Well, actually, after
what is the whole thing with her taking her clothes off? Is that a thing?
Always. She never failed. Yeah.
All right, then it's not just me.
It's not just you. I'm sorry to say. I wanted to ask you, after a long day at work, I like to come home and relax in my backyard. And my backyard.
In your By the Yard furniture?
In my By the Yard furniture. And those little skunks really like to come and welcome me. What can I do to make my yard less welcoming?
Yeah. You know what? It has been the last probably 4 years has been a huge problem with skunks in the area. This has been a big problem. The mild winters have increased the population, and it's a huge issue. There is no secret sauce that I can tell you about getting rid of them. The only thing that you can possibly do is there is this sprinkler system. Remember, they're nocturnal. So we got to try and get rid of them. If you notice that they're living underneath the deck or there's a spot where you know they're coming in and out, you can buy an LED work light that you can plug in. And in that dark space, you want to put that LED light in there. The reason I want you to do LED because it's not going to use a lot of electricity. It doesn't get hot.
Okay.
Put it in there and turn it on. Now, they're not going to want to hang out in there because it's bright. And they're going to go try and find a darker area. The other thing, if you notice there's an area where you keep seeing them, there's a product called Spray Away that is a motion sensing sprinkler.
Huh.
It costs about $60. You hook it up to your hose, you put a battery in it, and you point it to where they're at. And when they walk by it, the sprinkler goes and sprays them with water.
That sounds like a great idea.
If you have a chance to see it working in action, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. Because it scares the living bejesus out of them. And you just don't want to be near them because they may spray when they're like, whoa, what was that? And then, you know, and that will work with, they'll work with deer. It'll work with skunks. It'll work with, you know, if you have a problem with raccoons. But the thing is, locating where they're hanging out when it's dark and putting a light in there to make that area uncomfortable for them and go somewhere else.
Okay, that's a great idea. Right. Thank you very much.
Hang on a second. Sue wants to talk to you. And, and we're going to send you out the Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Thank you.
It's for you. That's your song.
It's
8:56 live at By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, right there.
Oh, there's a switch.
Yeah, I know. Just
hey,
like
everyone.
The real thing.
What's up, Sweet Lou?
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Miss working with you on a Saturday, but I have been in town quite a bit, and doesn't he do a nice job on that Wintrust business lunch?
Oh, thank you.
Very nice job. We were just chatting that, you know, John Williams went on a trip to France. As you may remember, that France trip originated when the terrible things happened in France.
Yeah, we just started promoting it in November.
Right, and it was, you know, I mean, God, it was awful. But that whole group just landed, and they're there now.
Yeah, I was just texting with John, and he's there, and it's exhausting, you know, the first day. But
I know.
They've got a great hotel and a great group already.
Yeah, and he said that he figured out how to text ho, 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 on the, when he's texting, which is pretty funny.
There was a little brie on the text. I don't know how that came across the ocean, but...
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like so
well, I just
fun.
Want to say hello. I don't mean to...
Nice to see
think you.
You
should keep fixing
has
things.
Has your son... I know your son is still on the fence about colleges. I know he
no.
loves to talk about this.
Miami of Ohio.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Noah's going
He's
to
going
Miami.
Going to college. That's awesome.
So I've got two in Ohio.
Right. There you go. Right. There you go. You and John Kasich.
I know. Right. I wanted to meet him so I could get a tax break.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. Well, nice to see you. Very
well,
nice
it's a
to
great
see
crowd.
You.
I love this
nice.
Place. I love,
wonderful.
I just... Go sit around in different chairs while you're
right,
here.
Right, exactly. So. Try them out and right. let us know. And I have my own milk jug that's going to end up somewhere.
She doesn't want them. Deb
no,
doesn't
she,
want them.
Deb does not want them, but she said to me, I'm going to guarantee that we will use this milk jug. She goes, I just can't guarantee that it'll end up in a chair here at Vernon Hills. Right. I go, all right, well, at this point I can just make it up. It's in that chair. I can just say it, right?
Right.
Who's going to know?
Get a plaque.
Exactly. Oh, I have such a funny story about that I can't share with any of you.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran. Excuse me a second. I need to adjust the old tool belt. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It program on 720 WGN.
Yes, you are. It's 9:10 in the morning. We're broadcasting live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Showroom, 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, by Ace Hardware, and by Permaseal Basement Systems, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Nobody is honked as they go by if they're listening to WGN Radio. Honk! Nope, there goes another one. Come on, honk if you're listening. Flash your lights because we probably wouldn't hear that.
Well, you're not accounting for the delay, Lou. You're forgetting about the delay. By the
right,
time they're
exactly.
gone, you can't hear it.
I know not to swear on the radio. Are we on delay?
I just mean
for
the horns.
10-second delay?
For the
you
horns.
You guys don't trust me? Son of a... Oh, no. Never mind. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Stephanie is in Northbrook. She's been hanging on since last week. Stephanie, right? Isn't that a Stephanie
yeah.
right there? Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Lou.
Have you had a sandwich while you've been on hold?
Can you hear me?
I can. How can I help you?
So my mom, in her infinite wisdom, who I love so much, bought a
God bless her.
Eucalyptus. She's a longtime listener and is probably freaking out that I'm on the radio right now. Oh. A eucalyptus umbrella pole, and
okay.
it goes into an ironclad stand, and last okay. summer it broke, and we got it replaced. How do I put it back in where it doesn't swell so that I can take it out for the winter?
So, okay, so you just replaced the shaft of the umbrella.
I had to get a whole new pole because it split in half, almost hitting her head.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so do we have a whole new pole, but the umbrella is the same?
The umbrella pole is the same because she
okay.
loves it, and it matches her
okay.
wood furniture.
Okay, and the stand that you have, the iron stand... Is it fits snugly in there, or do you know if it has? Many times, umbrella stands have these plastic bushings because poles can be different sizes. Yours doesn't have
it's
that.
It's snugly in there. Like I had to take the mallet last summer.
Okay, all right. So here's what I would do. You can try once you slide it inside there. Take
mm-hmm.
a little pencil mark around the top of, you know, right where it sits, and then pull that out
mm-hmm.
and take a sanding sponge, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to sand that lower portion just to take about, if you can, a 16th of an inch away from it, okay?
Okay.
Then, when you're done, you're going to take some Vaseline, put it on your lips so you don't get chapped lips.
Okay.
And then put the pole back in.
So I won't have to take it out all summer when it's going to rain?
No. You're going to put some Vaseline. You're going to put some Vaseline on the portion of the pole that goes into the stand.
Okay.
A generous amount. It will not hurt the wood, but it will stay. It'll keep it lubricated. That in if it's and it will swell. Okay, especially when it gets humid. But then you should be able to just turn it and pull it out at the end of the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hang on a little longer because you were on so long. We want to send you out. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature on your home's air from your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Let's talk to Downs and Niles.
On 14
Downs?
Minutes.
Hello there. Downs?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Downs. Thank you for hanging on. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I've got Pella windows in my house. They're about 50 years old. And when the spring broke, I called Pella, and they cannot replace them because there's a bit of a
They're box. 50 years old.
Yeah. And when the spring breaks, they cannot replace it. So I've got 24 windows in my house, and about four of them, the strings are broke. And I can't do anything about it. Can you help me out?
Thanks a lot, Downs. Okay, so you have Pella windows with the blinds inside the glass.
No. It's the regular windows. There's strings on both sides of the window.
For the balancers.
When the string breaks, there's a box, a metal box upstairs inside in the wood. And they don't have that anymore.
Right. No. Okay. There are universal balancing. Those are called balancers to help balance the bulb or the sashes. And there are universal balancers that you can possibly buy to modify what you have to get them to work. In order to do this, though, you're going to have to take the interior trim off of the windows. How handy of a fella are you, Downs? Sound like a handy fella.
I'm not that handy.
All right.
I've had a carpenter about 5 years ago. He replaced a couple of them because Pella still had these boxes in stock, and he had a hard time just to get the darn things out and put them back.
Right, right. Okay, well, you have one shot. You have one shot. Where were you located? In Niles. Okay.
In Niles.
So you have one shot. This is the company that I talked about a couple weeks ago that I've talked about for 20 years. In Stone Park, there's a company called Blaine Window and Door Supply. It's the guy from Blaine Window Supply bought us dinner when we were at the Mexican restaurant. Remember that story? He just sent me a card. Marie's, right on Harlem Avenue. Maria's. It was a terrific burrito. I couldn't even finish it. What? Good memory. And so, which was very nice of them. And but I told you I was at Gibson's last week. It didn't show up. Nobody came to buy me dinner at Gibson's, all seven of us. I'm kidding. Go to Blaine Window Supply in Stone Park.
Uh-huh.
If you can take one of those boxes out or take a picture of the window and show them, if they can't get you the box, there's nothing you're going to do, my friend, but put a wooden spoon in there to hold them open.
Okay, Lou. Well, I appreciate your effort, so thanks.
All right, do me a favor, though. Downs, I want you to hang on a little bit longer. Put Downs on hold, and we're going to send you out an Espoma prize pack containing the most effective natural and organic products for your garden. You can find Espoma products at your local flower and garden retailers and participating Ace Hardware stores. It's worth $25. 9:17 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after these. Don't go away.
Opa, which is a common Greek verbal emotion used frequently during celebrations or Greek or dancing in Greek. Who knew? It's all Greek to me. Now back to Lou Manfredini and our fellow Greek reporter, Andrea Darlis. Chicago's very own 720.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much. We're back here at By the Yard. Thank you so much. Today's broadcast by the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. See the outdoor furniture and accessories at bytheyard.net. Andrea Darlis joins us on the phone line. Hello, beautiful.
Hey, Lou and Lindsay, thank you for that awesome intro. Hey, tell everybody at By the Yard hi, and tell Deb I promise I'm going to buy my patio furniture within the next few weeks.
All right. Well, there you go. We heard it right there, and you might have my milk jug in one of your pieces of patio furniture. Andrea, now, I know that you grew up in...
And I'm friends with your wife, Lou. Be careful.
I know. I know that you grew up in a Greek household. Do you speak the Greek?
I do. You know, I'm not fluent, but I definitely know enough to get by. I can understand everything that everybody's saying, but when it comes to answering, I just kind of nod and agree, which works in pretty much any culture.
Right, and you smile and say, yes. That's great.
Nah. Well, I say nah. That means yeah in Greek. So everything is nah.
Very good. Now, you are going on a trip to Greece, a sponsored trip to Greece coming up, and I wanted to make sure that we told people all about it. What's the details on this whole trip?
Well, I'm so psyched about this. You know, Steve Bertrand has started some of these travel groups, and it's been hugely successful, and he finally said, we're going to go to Greece. And I said, yes. And he said, who better do it than you? And I said, yes. So we are totally psyched about this. The best part of it, Lou, is that not only is it Greece and it's beautiful and wonderful and 10 days, but when I tell people the price, I've even told my cousins this, my 150 cousins, and they're like, well, no, that doesn't include the airfare. I'm not kidding you, because they go back a lot to see the relatives and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, that can't be. That doesn't include the airfare. $3,900 with everything. I said, yes, it's everything. 10 days, direct flight from Chicago, Athens, five-star hotels, dinners included. And we are going to see everything. I'm not kidding you. When I looked at the itinerary, because I said to Steve, we have to see the main stage, you know, the temples of Zeus and Apollo and the Plaka. And he said, it's on there. I said, what about this? It's on there. What about the Acropolis? It's on there. It is so inclusive. I'm so excited. And what I did is I told Steve, put a bunch on hold for my family and my cousins and whatnot. And a lot of members of my family are going and friends are starting to go too. And he said, it's starting to fill up. So you have to talk with Lou. Because I guess when I think he was on your show with Italy to promote Italy, and it sold out the next day.
Right. WGN Radio and Andrew Darlis present a 10-day private group journey to Greece with highlights including, as you mentioned, Athens, Olympia, Nafplio?
Nafplio.
Yeah, like I said, Delphi, Kallini, where the historic Pantheon is, and the National Archaeological Museum. $3,989 per person, round-trip airfare from Chicago on United Airlines. He's not taking you over there on like some, you know, you put rope for a seat belt. It's a real airline taking you over there. And
That's right.
It sounds like a fantastic trip. Greece has always been on my list of places that I would love to go, and it sounds great. People can find out information at by calling Steve at 847-606-6065 or Steve at SteveBertrandTravel.com. Will there be any flaming cheese?
Oh, we are going to eat some of the best food. If you like Greek food and you've been to Greektown in Chicago,
it is magnificent
in Greece. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. The lamb falls off the bone, the chicken to die for, the fish is so fresh. Mm. We are just going to have a really good time. And also, too, Lou, what we're going to do for people who want to see some of the islands, we're going to take an optional 3-day excursion to Santorini, which I think is the most beautiful island in Greece. It's stunning. So
wow.
I would highly encourage everyone to do that, too. But
are you
going to
get go ahead.
No, I can't stop talking. I ooze because I'm just so excited for the opportunity. People who've been, they're going to want to go back. People who have never been, this is a perfect trip for them because I'm not kidding you. You're seeing everything. We plan this down to the exact detail. And the hotels we're staying at, probably owned by half my family. No, they're wonderful, awesome hotels. So I can't say enough about it. Please join me.
That's great. You need to start saying I oozo with excitement.
Fuzo and Opa.
That's very good. That's it. Sounds like a, just an absolutely fabulous trip. Of course, you're going to be getting a new. If you do the island excursion, you're going to get a new tankini, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right. I actually, this is a girl thing. Tell Lindsay, I already bought a couple of dresses because and September, May and September are the perfect times to go to Greece. If you go in July, August, it gets really, really, really hot. And I know we welcome that come in Chicago come this time of year, but it gets really hot. September, perfect time to go. The weather is going to be wonderful.
Starts on September 15th.
It's the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, September 15th, $3,900. You can go to WGNradio.com for information or call 847-606-6065 to join Andrea on this trip to Greece. It sounds fantastic. Are you going to take the rest of the day off or are you working today?
No, I'm actually at Channel 9 today. Going to do a couple of stories, and then I'm off tomorrow for my goddaughter's birthday. We're having a Frozen-themed party, which I'm psyched about.
Let it go, Andrea. You'll be fine.
Let it go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Say bye to Andrea, everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
see you later.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye, Lynn.
Love you more. 9:28 in the morning. We'll take a quick break.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Welcome back to By the Yard here. Our broadcast today is at 900 Milwaukee Avenue here at the By the Yard showroom. Thank you so much for joining us. It's time now for our Just Text Me segment, where you send us texts at 312-981-7200. Before we get to that, can I tell you about the awesome dinner we had last night? We went out to dinner with some friends in Logan Square. When's the last time you went to Logan Square? Anyone? Anyone? All right, Logan Square is like the most happening hip place in the city now. And we went to this place called Dose, which is like a Mexican shared plate type of food. It was delicious. The best thing I had there was the Manhattan Dose, which was my drink, the Manhattan. But they call it the Manhattan Dose. So how many did I have? Two. It was delicious. Yeah. It's on, what's it on? Oh, my sign. It's on, wait, my wife's texting me the address so I can tell you where it's at. It was really good. And it was the guy, I guess the chef, the owner, is the former chef of... it's a 2829 West Armitage. Dose. Urban Cantina. Very nice. Highly recommend it. 9:37 in the morning. Do you have some text messages for me?
I do.
Would you like to tell me?
I do.
Say hi to Lindsay, everybody.
Hi. Hello. You know, I'm doing the show for Lou next week.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we'll talk
next
about
Saturday.
That. We'll talk about that. Lindsay's filling in next week. I'll tell you all about that coming up in a little bit.
Eek. Good co-pilot. We'll see about that. Let's talk about after the show. 708, do any of the repair kits work for rust on dishwasher washer rack tips? Maytag no longer makes a replacement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So there's a touch-up kit that you can get at the hardware store that literally is liquid plastic. It's talking about the baskets they're trying to repair, like they're rusty?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to just take a little steel wool and take any of the extra rust off there, and then they make it's a plastic, it comes in a little jar with its own little brush, and you paint it on. I think it only comes in white, so hopefully it's like a Model T. You can get it in any color as long as it's black. So I think it's just white, and you paint it on, and it'll coat it and do fine.
All right, and this guy's emailed a couple times, but I figure it's appropriate. Can buy the yard... furniture be used indoors? Could a bathroom vanity be made from it?
Deb, have you ever made a bathroom vanity out of By the Yard stuff? The material's not structural, but it could support a sink. They have. Yeah. I guess the short answer is yes. It would be
there
an interesting look. You know where it would really be a neat idea is like in a public pool.
Yes.
Right? Like if you had like a, where it's a wet location like that all the time. Towel holders and, or you know, when we were, or at the poolside bar. That would be good. Right? Right? You build a nice bar out of there. I like that. There's a bar. Where's the bar?
Nice.
Ooh, wait a minute. I got to look at that. That's nice. Yeah, the guy holding up the drinks. I like you, sir. All right. Sorry. Were you doing something?
I was.
Sorry. Keep going.
630, installing porcelain tile. Do I have to put mortar under the Dura Rock?
Under the Dura Rock? No.
No.
Well, wait. If you're installing porcelain tile and you're putting Durarock down, that gets mechanically fastened to the subfloor. Then you would use a thin-set mortar to set the tile. Under the Durarock, no.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
815. Just moved into a two-story house and daily, I am hearing squirrels race across the roof. Should I be doing anything to make them leave or to monitor that they aren't damaging anything?
Yeah, well, so the risk there is that they're running across the roof trying to figure out a way to get into your attic. So that's a problem. I would monitor it, yes. You know, one of the things to do is if you can poke yourself, your head up in that attic with a bright light, make sure they're not up there. You're going to see them at night up there, and if you go up there with a bright light and look in the corner, it will scare the living daylights out of you. You're like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I would keep an eye on that they're not trying to make their way. If they're just running across the roof to jump from tree to tree, God bless them. Let them go do what they're
run
just
free.
Run free, right? Born free.
773.
You don't remember that movie, do you?
No. Is that the with the lion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elsa. Right? Born free. Remember that song?
773,
free
last one.
The wind
best
blows.
Soap solution for cleaning synthetic grained outdoor deck. I don't have a power washer.
Concrobium mold eraser. Put that in a bucket and then use a scrub brush with a pole. Apply it, scrub, rinse, and you'll be amazed.
Amazed. That's this week's. Just text me.
All right. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. Joe is in Cary. He's been on for a long time as well. Joe, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hold on. It's Mrs. Joe because he had to use a restroom.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. Joe's right here,
all
Lou.
Right.
Hold on.
You got it. I'm right there. Hold on. I get it. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Thank you. Wash your hands, please.
Man, I've been waiting forever. I've been in bed for crying out loud. And my social secretary, my wife, going to take all the information downstairs.
I'm sorry about that. How can I help you, sir?
Question is, what is the best backup generator made today? For a home and stuff. We used to have AP Electric locally here in Fox River Grove, but they moved up to Wisconsin, and they're basically on the internet nowadays. And
and
quite frankly, you know, they send me a list of you know all the wattage and stuff that we need. I don't have any interest in that. So
okay,
Are you looking,
Joe, for a whole house automatic generator, or are you looking for one that you're going to plug in and start?
No, sir. I want the whole thing.
Okay. So you want someone to come in and to size it and install it and do the whole thing, and you want to run the whole house?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So you got a couple choices. You have a couple choices. One of the bigger dealers is a company called Steiner Electric. And Steiner Electric, and they are an installer of Kohler generators, backup generator systems.
I know Generac seems to be a good one too. But
Generac has been around a long time, and they make fine products. You just got to get the right people to install it. And I think Steiner probably does them as well. Your social secretary is taking a number?
Oh, I sure shall hope so. She's downstairs. I'm still in bed. I've been on this phone for an hour and a half. So
okay. So have her write down Mrs. Joe 847 956-3098. 847-956-3098. And that's for Steiner Electric. And they work all over the Chicagoland area. And you can call them to talk about a Kohler backup generator or other ones that they offer as well. Do me a favor. I'm going to have you hang on one more time because I'm going to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Screw T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center and LSIP, and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. It is 9:45 in the morning. We're live at By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. You people are so nice. You know, my Misericordia virtual candy jar, we were at 79%. We're now at 82%. So if you go to WGNradio.com/events, you'll see my virtual candy jar. And if you can donate and help us promote the Candy Days, it's going to be matched by our friends at Townstone Financial. We get to $5,000. They put $5,000. Five plus five, $10,000, right? So that's what we're going for. So thank you very much for all the support. We have 1 week to do it. We're trying to get to Candy Days, which is next Friday. We'll go from there. So thank you so much for the support. That's so nice. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Dory is in Des Plaines. Dory, you are on WGN. Thank you so much for hanging on.
Hi, Lou. I have a quick question. In the middle of my lawn, I have two hills that looks like a pile of dirt. You kick it, little ants, medium-sized ants come out. How do I get rid of those?
You go to the hardware store and you buy a bottle of something called Bonide Ant Revenge.
Okay.
And you sprinkle it over that little mound. And
okay.
Then in a couple of days, the mound will be gone.
Beautiful. Now, do they all...
And now, wait. One other thing, because you'll have extra left over. And this is for anybody listening, because this answer, this is a big problem with them now. Take that Bonide Revenge and sprinkle it around the perimeter of your home.
Okay.
Okay? And that's going to help to limit the amount of them coming in. But ants are going to be wherever, right?
Right,
so
right.
So it's a really good product, and it'll do a nice job for you.
Will that also help with, we have something called ground bees?
No. You have bees in the ground?
It's really kind of weird because they... You're like, what is that? First you think it's a flying ant is what it actually looks like. But it's only around like the front like shrubs or there's a lilac tree.
I mean if they're flying ants, well yeah, I guess that's what they're called. Yes, it will help with that.
It will. Okay, so I can spring now that's not harmful to like other, you know, other dogs or neighborhood dogs that might be walking by or anything or
you know what, if they're gonna lick that thing, that's not your problem. It's not your dog. I'm kidding. It's fine.
No.
The dogs are not interested in that at all.
Okay.
Put some of the beef and cheese turmeric out there, and they'll eat it right up.
Got it.
All right. Thanks so much for hanging on. Appreciate you calling this morning. 9:51 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. We're live at the By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take, is this our last caller? No, it's not. Okay, well, here's Ron in Elk Grove Village. Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm great. How can I help you, sir?
You know what? I'm redoing my deck. My contractor recommended me using a plastic rubber, very similar to By the Yard. As a matter of fact, when last week at your show at Fox, I saw it on display there, and I wanted to get your opinion.
What was the product?
Called Lumber Rock.
Okay, so it's a synthetic decking.
Yeah, I guess, and there's no organic material in it at all. It's mostly high-density polyethylene, like you're talking about today.
Right.
So the benefit of the synthetics on the decking side of it is that, you know, they are low maintenance. I don't want anybody to ever come into the decking thinking that it's no maintenance. That was kind of a thing that they did in the beginning where people were like, oh, wait, it still gets dirty. I mean, you still have to clean it. And, you know, with the color going all the way through, it's very consistent and it holds up well. There's a little bit of a difference in how it gets built because just like was mentioned about the furniture here, it's not structural, so it needs support. In this case of the furniture, they do that by making the board lengths a little shorter and supporting it really well, which is why the furniture is so heavy. With the decking, 16 on center is the max it can go for framing. Sometimes it has to be even less than that. So the real issue is a question of design, color, what you're looking for, and cost, because it tends to cost a little bit more when you go with the synthetic decking. But I really have no problem with it. I mean, I'm still a wood fan when it comes to a deck because I like that richness of it. But I do get the benefits of the low maintenance. It's so much nicer to just go out there and hose it all off in the summer or the spring or even throughout the season when it gets a little dirty. And it's super durable. I've got synthetic decking on a back set of stairs that I built 15 years ago that still look great, still have retained the color. It's an earth tone, and I continue to be impressed by how it looks. Thanks so much.
Happy trails
to you. Now it's time for the last call. That's all the time we have. Our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. It's actually a person here, so you're not actually calling. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Tasca. I've got a 92-year-old home. Under the shingles is one-bys instead of plywood.
Okay.
The nails are backing out through the shingles. So I was going to replace the roof. Should I replace the one-bys with plywood?
Well, so the thing is that if you're going to replace the shingles, that one-by has a gap. And what most roofing contractors will tell you is they're going to want to put a layer of half-inch plywood over the top of that, so that when the new asphalt-based shingles or whatever you use, you're going to end up where a course of shingles is going to need a nail to go where a gap is, and that's not good. So that half-inch plywood that they would apply to the roof structure would give you the ability to, you know, randomly nail the new shingles on there. So it absolutely is kind of a must in what you're going to do.
They're going to put the plywood on top of the one-bys?
Correct.
Or remove the one-bys?
No, leave the one-by. No, and the added weight is nothing. It's really nothing. So add that over the top of it. I'd do at least half inch. They may say 3/8. I mean, you could get away with that, but I would do the half inch. It's a little bit thicker, so it gives the nails something more to hang on to. So I would definitely do that. All right? Thanks so much. And we'll give you something. We'll give you a gift card for being our last caller today. Hey, real quick, Lindsay mentioned that she's going to be filling in for me next Saturday. I know it seems like I've taken a lot of Saturdays off, but there's been a lot going on.
Part-timer.
I know. I'm a part-timer. But the reason that I'm taking next Saturday off is, for those of you who have listened to me for a long time, our oldest son is graduating from college. So Quinn is going to graduate from the University of Michigan, and I'm extremely proud for a myriad of reasons. One is he's worked very hard, and two, he's the first Manfredini, not of my kids, but in my line of my family, to graduate from college. So my parents, my parents immigrated here from Italy, and they were teenagers during the war and didn't get a chance to finish school, and school wasn't a big thing. I did not graduate from college, and I tried. I did try. And so I'm infinitely proud, and I'm as proud as I am with my son. I'm very proud of, I also have a great amount of pride for my wife and I to have gotten through all this. And anybody that's put kids through college know they don't do this all by themselves. It's a family effort. So a huge thanks goes out to my wife, who was the driving force in all this, to kick that kid in the butt more than every now and then. To get it all done. So we're very proud of that. And so Lindsay's kind enough to fill in, and so I really appreciate that. A lot of other thanks. Debbie Anderson, the owner here, and Shelley Strauss and her staff at By the Yard, thank you very much. Back at the studio, Bob Ferguson, Jasmine Cooper, who's producing back at the studio as well, our on-site engineer, Adam Phillips, who got here at like 2 in the morning, Marlene and Rick, who are awesome, Jeannie McGrory, who's here as well. Thank you so much, Veronica Carter, for doing the news.
and Sam Panionovic doing our sports today. We do have a little bit of we have one more minute in spots, and then also don't forget about Misericordia at WGNRadio.com for our virtual candy jar. Susan, Greg, and Lauren, Mary Beth and Phil, Bob, and all of our anonymous donors who have been part of that. We really do thank you for donating. Quick break, and we'll talk to the girls. Thanks so much for coming, all you people. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Back at the WGN studio, standing by are Kathy and Judy. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, and congratulations on your first college graduate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. One down, three to go. Who had all these kids? Had we known it was going to be so expensive, I would be like, hold on.
Do you have any daughters?
I'm going to go see the doctor.
Any daughters?
Yeah.
We have two daughters and two sons.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're not done on when they're out of college. Huh? Well,
yeah, there's yeah,
yeah
keep
there's
the,
the wedding thing going on. Exactly.
Keep the bedrooms open.
All right, well, safe trip back from Vernon Hills.
Thank you. Have a great show, ladies.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Lou.